Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast that explores the creative and curious world of work through monologues and conversations with artists, creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and changemakers. One of my favorite questions to ask people and reflect upon myself is, what advice would you give your younger self? While it's a question that reveals a future direction by examining past decisions, it sometimes isn't enough to get you out of a rut. As I was thinking about the question today, I felt a variation bubble up from the recesses of my mind. What advice is your younger self giving you today? Like most of us, I often lose my way, and it's the wisdom of past experiences that are the best teachers, so it's time for me to pay attention. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/588. It's been a strange time. I've felt out of sorts, extra snarky, extra cynical, unsure of what my future direction is, and each night I find myself going down the rabbit trail of YouTube. Not for what you would think, though. It's not to numb myself or to check out or to really, live in denial of reality. But it's to do things that I actually want to learn and enjoy. I'm learning about guitar wiring, home improvement, building things, and pretty much any fascination that has to do with working with my hands. And lately, as I watch video after video about soldering techniques and guitar wiring tips, I hit upon an important lesson that inspired this episode. Do your thing, no matter what it is, whether it's unique or common, because your take adds to the conversation. Every video I watch, I learn something new to take to my workbench. Translation, my kitchen island. I try out that technique, I see what happens, and in my mind, I thank the YouTuber for his or her contribution to my growth. Working with my hands and having a firm do-it-yourself DIY mindset has been a part of my life from an early age. But somewhere along the line, I think it was probably around 2014, 2015, I started to lose that drive. I started to get physically and sometimes mentally lazy. I became fearful. What if I make a mistake? Am I willing to take a chance? Am I willing to risk it? And as I've learned how to do various things around the house, I've had multiple revelations, along with multiple holes in the wall that I've had to learn how to patch. Which brings me to the question I started this episode with. What advice is my younger self giving me today? Because as I've been writing my book, I spent some time traveling back, wondering what advice I would give to my past self, which turned out I wouldn't change anything. But, you know, apart from my younger self telling me to pull my head out of my ass, I gotta love my younger self. He had a lot of attitude. It really comes back to, you know, work with your hands more. Because when I was younger, I built computers out of spare parts, and I liked to get my hands dirty and play in the dirt. And so as I returned each night to this world of building and repairing and maintaining, the advice my younger self is giving to me today, it goes to 11. And so in this episode, I'm going to share 11 lessons my younger self is giving me today. First, as I mentioned a little bit ago, the inspiration for this episode is to do your thing. It ultimately doesn't matter if anyone else is doing the thing that you want to do or not, because everything that you want to do is probably being done by many people. So don't worry about whether it's unique or not, because your take on a common theme could be unique. So just do your thing. Whether that's you want to play music, you want to make films, be a designer, don't worry about talking about doing your thing. Do your thing. And the second thing is this: chase your obsessions. Just like me, going down the rabbit trail of YouTube, I'm chasing my obsessions, and it's a hell of a lot of fun because I'm doing things that I've wanted to do for a very long time. I might not be doing them well, But I'm doing them and I'm learning and I'm enjoying the process along the way. So don't worry about whether you can monetize your obsessions or make a living with your obsessions. Just chase them. See where you end up. See what you end up doing. The third thing that my younger self is teaching me is that no strategy is a valid strategy. I'm surrounded by strategists, the people that want to know how best to get from point A to point B. What I learned from a young age is that sometimes the pursuit of craft is enough. The pursuit of learning how to get from point A to B is sometimes better than the best way to get to point A to B. I don't really care much about effectiveness because, you know, messing things up and, you know, making mistakes is part of the learning journey. And that is part of the pursuit of craft. Because another thing that I've learned, the fourth thing, is that you got to do it every damn day. And I know that sounds like a really frustrating statement, every damn day. But the other way to say it is that iteration is growth. And, you know, doing things once or twice isn't enough. You have to practice, you have to try, you have to fail every single day. And that's the only way to learn. The fifth thing my younger self is telling me is hold your vision loosely. Because the tighter you hold your vision, the tighter you hold your identity, the tighter you hold on to the things that you think you need to do in order to make it, the harder it is to learn and to grow and to evolve flexibly, to be malleable, to be adaptive to the things that happen in your life. Because nothing works out the way that you think that it's going to work out. And that's okay, says my younger self to me. The sixth thing, share unashamedly. You're not going to please everyone, so stop trying. You're going to break all the spoken and unspoken rules. You're not going to measure up. And the only people that care are the ones that are comparing themselves to you and yourself, who are comparing yourself to other people. So don't worry about whether you measure up or not. Just share unashamedly. Share the things that you're into. Share your obsessions and keep doing it every damn day. The seventh thing. As I'm experiencing in this episode, let past experiences that align with your future shape your present. Those things that you enjoyed doing in the past, they are indicators of what could be for your future. The fact that I loved building computers aligns with the things that I'm enjoying now. And that means that I need to stop running away from them. But also don't let the past cloud your present with nostalgia. So let go of the things that didn't work or the things that, you know, you can't actually experience again because that was the past. So there are past experiences that you can learn from and bring into your present. So kind of learn what those differences are for your life. The eighth thing, find ways to stay active. I've been trying to get out of the house more, even just going for a drive, getting away from the computer, getting into fresh air, getting into the light. And, you know, the more ways I can find to stay active, the happier I am. I like this ninth one. Make time and give space for daydreaming. John P. Weiss, in his latest email newsletter, shared a book by Michael Pollan about building his writing space, and he talks a lot about daydreaming. And I used to daydream all the time, and I definitely don't do it enough now because I don't give myself space or make time for it. So when was the last time you daydreamed? Did you used to do it often? What did you daydream about? Explore the new possibilities for your life. The 10th thing and the 11th thing, they're related. But the 10th thing is that failure is not the same as making mistakes. This is something that I really am trying to understand better because I've been afraid to make mistakes. And in a way, failure is not trying. Failure is staying stuck. It's staying as things have always been. Because the thing is, when you make mistakes, you're not failing. You're not failing. You're learning. And so the more mistakes you can make, the faster you're going to learn, and the better off you're going to be in the long run. Because as we'll learn in the 11th step, perfection is not reality. Perfection doesn't exist. And in the immortal words of James Victory, feck perfection. Or fuck perfection. Either way, it's the same thing. One just looks better on Amazon, and one is a little bit more bold and brash and fun to say. So if you were to listen to your younger self, what advice would they be giving you today? These are my 11 things. These are the things that go to 11 for me. Maybe some of them are similar for you, but regardless of what your younger self is telling you today, do your thing. Don't worry about what other people think you should do. Don't worry about being unique. Just be yourself and share unashamedly. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.